I want tonight to bring to you a message that God has burned into my heart. It's a message on the mechanics of victorious praying. What we need to know and do is the secret of praying with victorious prayer. And a victorious prayer is an answered prayer, a prayer that God answers. I was struck this week when I read verse 9 of this 11th chapter of Luke's Gospel. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Here in this verse, we have the threefold secret of the mechanics of victorious praying. Praying must be asking. Praying must be seeking. Praying must be knocking. Those are the keys to successful and victorious praying. Look at the first one, the asking. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Ask, 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 and ask again, and it will always be given you if you have the secret of the mechanics of victorious praying. What are those secrets? Well, they are fivefold. We have to ask boldly. It's the first one. We haven't to come with reticence or holding back or wearied with tiredness and sleepiness. I have known people to even sleep in a prayer meeting. Mr. Nicholson used to say, go round and kick them on the feet and wake them up. And if that doesn't do it, kick them in the knees. And if that doesn't do, just kick them anywhere. But waken them up. You cannot pray except you are going to pray with an asking voice that's going to be heard. Oh, it's a great thing when God hears. I remember listening to Mr. Nicholson preaching a sermon on prayer, and he said heaven was in majestic glory. The angels were singing, and the golden harps were ringing, and the joy bells were heard, and the rush of the great river of life that flows through the center of heaven was playing its music in heaven. And then God said, quiet! There's a man in Ulster called William Nicholson. And he's praying. Now, I don't want any angel to blow a trumpet. I'm bringing heaven to a standstill that I might hear this child of God. You know, I was absolutely staggered at that. God brings everything to a full stop. What to do? To listen to your prayer if you're going to ask in the right way. You can bring heaven to silence that you and your heavenly Father and your blessed Savior and the Holy Ghost can commune together. Prayer is a wonderful thing, isn't it? It says here, we are to ask. Asking. It must be boldly done. We must not fear. We must not be lazy and tired and taken up with the things of the world. We're to boldly ask God. And if you ask God and he hears you, your problems are over. God can remove every mountain. God can dry up every sea. God can shut up every hound of hell. Thank God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Do you pray like that? Is that the way you approach the throne of grace, knowing you're going to bring heaven to a standstill? Ask boldly. But then we are to ask largely. God doesn't like tiny prayers. God wants you to pray the largest possible prayer you can imagine. I was reading in my own private reading today in Isaiah. And in Isaiah, we have glorious promises of the things we should pray for. Great things. Wonderful things. Miraculous things. Glorious things. Things unspeakable and full of glory. Not many prayer meetings like that, where the people pray to God with the glory of God burning in their heart. Yes, ask boldly. Ask largely. Don't let the devil come and dump in your prayers and keep you from asking largely. Open your eyes, the eyes of faith. Open your heart, the heart of faith. Open the love of faith. And say, oh God, give me a heart like thine. Immeasurable, deep, and broad and mighty. And help me so to pray. And then we're to ask intelligently. I have heard prayers and they were absolute nonsense. Nonsense. I remember being at a night of prayer with W.P. Nicholson and we were having a great time. And then a fellow got up and he started to pray and he started to tell us all the sins he had ever committed before God saved him. And I was sitting almost next to the great preacher, and I parted my hands to see. And I looked out and I saw that Mr. Nicholson was about to take a fit. And And he was getting redder and redder and redder. And I said, he's about to burst. And he burst. And he shouted, "Shut up, you fool, and sit down." If that man had been shot with a machine gun, he wouldn't have sat down quicker. He hit the pew. And Mr. Nicholson said, "Who sent you to this prayer meeting to do the devil's work? Do you not know, sir, that all those sins that you're talking about, God knows nothing about them? God has dealt with them. He's buried them. He's washed them away. He's blotted out the record. You've a clean sheet if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb." And here you are reminding God of sins that are forgiven, and the devil sitting in the corner laughing and saying, "I'll stop those people having a revival prayer meeting." Now he says, "We're going to sing 'There's Power in the Blood.'" Well, Mr. Nicholson couldn't sing, and he couldn't sing in tune, but he shouted it out. And we all sung it, and then we got down to pray. And when that prayer meeting took off, and we were all night in that little CWU hall over there on the Armour Road, about 100 of us. What a time of prayer we had. You have to pray intelligently. You are to pray submissively. You're asking us to be bold. It has to be large. It has to be intelligent. But it has to be submissive. We must be willing for God's will. We must be willing to do what God says. Where he sends, I will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. And then we have to ask specifically, when you get up from your knees, you should be able to tell the Lord all the things you've asked for. People pray prayers, and when they leave the prayer meeting or their bedside, they've forgotten it all. But if you're going to ask the way God wants you to ask, you'll be specific and you'll be able to tell God what you're asking for. And when you get that faith, then you will be looking for the answer. And when you get that faith, you'll get the answer. God answers prayer. It's as simple as that. What God wants us to do tonight, to be a brother or a sister that asks boldly, that asks largely, that asks intelligently, that asks submissively, and asks specifically. But you look at that text again, you'll find something else. There's a second thing in it. What is the second thing? It says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find." Seeking. Putting all your energy into seeking. Now, I know it happens. The ladies who keep our homes, our wives, they look after things. But did you ever see a poor woman and she thought she put something away to keep, and then she forgot where she put it? And then she decided that she better go and look for it. And the whole house has to be turned over so that what was hidden away shall be found. I tell you, if we were as eager in our seeking as God wants us to be, every one of us would be a finding Christian before the prayer meeting was over. We would have found an answer to the cry of our hearts. We are to seek, and we are to seek diligently. We are to be eager. We have to turn over every obstacle to get what we want. We also have to seek persistently. We need to keep at it. Not say, I have prayed and that's all. That's only the beginning. And if God withholds the answer, you have to persist and insist. Because has he not said, seek and ye shall find. Let me ask you a question. When last did you quote that to God in your prayer and say, oh God, you have told me to ask and I have received. Here is a burden I have, and I've been asking. And I've been asking. Why is it, Lord, that you haven't answered? There are many reasons why God doesn't answer immediately. There are many reasons that God deters the answer and keeps it back. Many reasons. But God at the end of the day will answer every prayer that is prayed in his name. What does he say here? Seek and ye shall find. Seek and ye shall find. And we need to seek diligently and persistently. And we need to seek with assurance in our heart, believingly. And we need to seek with all our person, body, soul, and spirit. And we need to seek humbly. This is the seeking that God wants us to take part in. Seeking for what God wants us to get. And it will not be got until the seeking is diligent, persistent, assured, personal, and humbly. Seeking after God. Oh, that God would give us a taste and a longing for old time seeking of himself. That we might seek the Lord while he is near, and call upon him while he is near, seeking the Lord. And then last of all, what does it tell us? Yes, you have to ask, you have to seek, but you have to knock. Now, knocking and determination are linked together. If you know a person's in the house you are visiting, you'll keep knocking. Some people don't want to see who's at the door, so they all hide away. And immediately the door bell rings, they're silent in the house. Everybody's going around. They don't want to be heard. But I tell you, friend, when you get into a place with God, you will allow nothing to keep you from knocking. And you have to knock patiently. You have to keep at it. I used to go out with a man on visitation, and he was a terrible fellow, because if he knew people were in the house, he would have broken the windows before he left. He was absolutely determined that if the people were there, he must talk to them. And so when he came, they were glad to open the door. In fact, the women folk used to shout, "Don't be knocking anymore, I'm coming! I'm coming! Don't break a window." Oh, that we might have that urgency in our prayers. That determination. I'm going to get the Lord's ear, and I'm going to pour out my heart with all my power to get an answer to my prayer. Knock, and it shall be opened. That knocking should be patient. You should come back and come back and come back again until God has heard your prayer and answered it far more abundantly than you either can ask or even think. You're to knock patiently. You're to knock expectantly. You have to expect God to give you the answer. Some people pray and they say that's it. And that's it all over. It's not. If you're really praying, the prayer will never stop until you're returning God thanks that He has answered your prayer. The real knocking ends in thanksgiving. I have expected God to hear my prayer, and He's going to hear it. And of course, the prayer must be earnest. We must be earnest in our praying. We must leave aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. And we've got to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Let's get on with praying now.